as the recent wave of unexpected food-related illnesses and fatalities, particularly in schools, is alarming. According to the Department of Health, this year, the Gauteng Health Department has recorded 203 incidents of food poisoning, including 6 fatalities. About a week ago, 35 students in Limpopo received treatment for probable food poisoning. A conference of 6 state institutions, including the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, came to the conclusion that a chemical agent is responsible for these outbreaks. To discuss this further, we talked to the spokesperson of the Department of Health in the Republic, that of course being Mr. Foster Mogale. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, and good morning to your listeners, and thanks for this opportunity.
Always wonderful speaking to you, sir. Wish you could have been on a better note. Could you give us some insight in terms of what exactly is going on with these reported cases and the perspective of the Department of Health on it?
As the Department of Health and government at large, we are really concerned about the rising cases and incidents of food poisoning across the country. As you correctly mentioned, that so far, a number of provinces have experienced this, province of Gauteng, province of Limpopo, province of Mpumalanga, province of Free State. So we are very concerned about this, and hence we want to call upon all sections and sectors of the society to join hands with government in order to prevent this ongoing rising number of cases in order to protect the lives of our people.
Mm. Could you give us some insight? Because when you say chemical agent, right, that is responsible for these outbreaks, the question becomes how does a chemical agent get introduced into the products to create the circumstances of food poisoning? Is that down to manufacturing? Is that down to, let's say, the shops that are operating and not, let's say, following the rules of the law? What exactly could be the case here in terms of this chemical agent that people are reporting?
Yeah, we are looking at the number of sectors. You remember a few years ago, as a country, we experienced the outbreak of listeriosis, where people said, no, there was the contamination of polony and cheese in one of the companies which is responsible for producing this. So even in this case, we say we cannot rule out the possibility of contamination during the processing or during the packaging or during the repackaging. So we are looking at all stages of food value chain in order to check where could be the problem, learning from the outbreak of listeriosis. So that's why we say we can't rule out that possibility. But also even the police, they continue with their criminal investigation to check if this is a man-created problem so that we'll be able to arrest such people.
In terms of the product that has been alleged to contain this chemical agent, could you give us some insight in terms of the investigation conducted by the department or the reports that you've received? I mean, 203 incidents of food poisoning, 6 fatalities. Is it down to a specific product?
Yeah, no, it's different products. As you know that, for example, in Gauteng, of course, we know that those 6 kids, they ate snacks from one spaza shop. But in other provinces, different food which has been contaminated during the mass catering or they bought from spaza shops as well. So these are different food products. So also what we are more interested in going to check on, where are these food produced? Mm. So if we know where and how they were produced, whether they followed the guidelines, the proper food handling protocols, then we'll be able to trace back where the contamination of this food is.
Okay, so in terms of the way forward, you've mentioned already that there is an investigation by the police to find out if this is a man-made issue. But in terms of your department, is there going to be a multifaceted approach, not only with the police and other departments? What is going to be the way forward in terms of tackling this issue?
Yeah, as we have established what we call the multidisciplinary task team, which involves experts from the Department of Health, experts from police, experts from the Department of Agriculture, those who are responsible for dealing with the pesticides, because the pesticides, they are controlled by the Department of Agriculture. We also have the experts from National Consumer Commission. We've got experts from municipalities, experts from local government. So we've got experts from also the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, which is responsible for testing all the samples that we collect from all these things in order to check what kind of poison is contained or poisonous or chemical is contained in this food, so that they will know. Once we identify any poisonous chemical in the food, then we are going to trace where was this food produced? So we'll try to trace this back up to the processing or the warehouse where it has been manufactured, so that they will try to prevent a further distribution and spread of this chemical.
Indeed. So we're going to have to leave it there. If I thank you for coming on to our airwaves, that was the spokesperson for the Department of Health, that of course being Mr. Foster Mogale. Coming online, of course, give us some insight in terms of the department's perspective on food poisoning. 203 incidents of food poisoning, including 6 fatalities. Of course, one that was that made headlines was, of course, the incident in Gauteng. Of course, what it's down to is still to be found. There is a conclusion that it's down to a chemical agent. Whether that is down to the processing or whether that is down to malicious tampering is still to be, of course, found. But of course, for now, you can still make your voice heard on the WhatsApp line. But of course, we go for some commercial news.